Republicans are invoking the September 11th attacks at their convention in New York City. Vice President Cheney stood yesterday with the altered New York City skyline as a backdrop, and he described President Bush as calm in a crisis. A new film looks at September 11th from the hijackers' point of view. It's called Hamburg Sill, and it premiered at a British film festival last week. It was praised as the most important British movie at the festival. It was criticized for humanizing the attackers and their accomplices, and it may have trouble finding an audience in the United States, as Matt Cowan reports.
Hamburg Sill begins with the hijackers making their way to the respective airports the morning of September 11th, 2001. The camera fixes on the character of Zia Jarrah, the man who would take the controls of Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. He appears peaceful, resigned. He looks out the window to catch glimpses of the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, and an American flag.
This is the final call for American Airlines Flight 11 to Los Angeles.
Cut to two other men running towards a baggage claim to find nothing there. They turn and rush towards the gate.
This flight is closing.
The connecting flight lost our bags.
The character speaking is Mohammed Atta. Even before the film was screened, the very idea of depicting the human side of the terrorists with a dispassionate tone prompted derision in some of London's papers. Peter Dale commissioned the film for Britain's Channel 4.
You have to know who your enemy is. You have to try and understand, not empathize or sympathize, but you have to try and understand with a threat that faces us now. If we ignore who these people are, what drives them, and simply discount them as psychopaths, we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're not helping populations of our nations to understand who these people are and what makes them tick.
Still, even the film's writer, Ronan Bennett, admits it was an uncomfortable subject to tackle.
Everybody involved in the project hesitated before agreeing to take part in it. Nobody wants to cause offense or cause upset or add to the suffering of people who are already suffering. But we weighed all that against the simple need to know as much as possible.
The job of direction went to Antonia Bird. She has been compared to Ken Loach for the way she tackles social issues. She has made dramas about homelessness, drug addiction, and sexual abuse. Still, she admits this topic was an even greater challenge. She refers to the film as a drama documentary and points out that every effort was made to craft the story from actual events and known facts.
We had a professional researcher who worked on the research for 2.5 years. She led a team, a big team of people who were journalists, and then we used all the US congressional tapes and reports, German police reports, German court reports, because there'd been a number of court cases, and also she and her team met and interviewed friends and relatives of the perpetrators.
The film focuses primarily on three members of the cell of terrorists who came together in the German city of Hamburg: Mohammed Atta, Ramzi bin al-Shib, who had a major hand in planning the attacks, and Zia Jarrah, the young Lebanese student who interested Bennett because he seemed the most unlikely of the group to become a terrorist.
Jarrah did not come from a kind of classic fundamentalist background in the way that Atta or bin al-Shib did. He was a wealthy Lebanese party boy. And I think tracing that journey from that position to suicide bomber was just an interesting, dramatic journey to follow.
Bennett has written several works about Irish independence and was once incarcerated in Northern Ireland's Longcash prison on charges of killing a police officer. He was later cleared. Bennett says his own experience influenced his understanding of why Zia Jarrah was attracted to the Islamic Brotherhood. Director Antonia Bird says it's a story that should be disconcerting to audiences.
What is exceptional about these guys is that they were very ordinary, normal, middle-class guys who came from good families with good money. They'd been educated, and that's what is different. They're not psychopaths, they're not rapists. They were very ordinary, quite dull young men, and they got sucked into this. And what we should be looking at is how that is happening, where that rage and sense of inequality is coming from, and how do we help with that? You know, how do we change that?
The character of Zia Jarrah is played by Karim Saleh. He grew up in Beirut and says he made a career decision to never play terrorists.
I spent the whole film trying to make my mind up
and trying to know whether I wanted to play him or not, although I was already doing the film, so I was confronted to a similar sort of thing. My father pushed me, said, you have to do, you're an actor, you have to work as an actor, so here comes family pressure. And suddenly I'm doing it, but I'm not sure about doing it. And here comes something that Ziad was confronted to, being inside and not completely realizing what's happening to him. So as an actor, I was confronted to a lot of those things because I was resisting the part and I was resisting the decision, but I was also already well involved.
Among those who saw the movie at its world premiere in Edinburgh were Sally Witcher and Peter Sloan.
It's not often you get to hear the other side of what's obviously a very controversial story.
I thought it was a very interesting film, but I suppose what I would have hoped for would, by the end of it, have had more insight into the motivation.
Channel 4's Peter Dale says the network is in discussions with a couple of U.S. broadcasters over the American rights, but so far there are no concrete plans to show Hamburg Cell in the States.
You know, we have no real inkling in Britain of how sensitive this is. I can quite understand that it would be difficult for some U.S. broadcasters to show a film like this. I have to say, I hope all the noise would be in advance of seeing it. I think it's without prejudice, and I think it's without an attempt to try and make an audience take a particular point of view. It asks the audience to think, which I think is the point of the commission, really.
Hamburg Cell will be shown on Britain's Channel 4 this Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Matt Cowan in London.